I'm Rhona Tarrant. The Mexican Bishops' Conference has presented an action plan for protecting minors from sexual abuse by clergy and pastoral agents. The plan outlines five objectives, including diagnosis, prevention, justice and response, supporting victims, and promoting respect for the law. The plan includes overhauling priest training and establishing diocesan and provincial commissions. The action plan follows the Vatican Summit on the Protection of Minors. The percentage of Catholics in the world has remained steady while the number of priests has decreased for the first time in almost a decade. That's according to newly released Vatican statistics, which found that while the number of candidates for the priesthood showed a continued slight decline worldwide, numbers of bishops, permanent deacons, lay missionaries and catechists have all increased. By the end of 2017, the worldwide Catholic population exceeded 1.3 billion, or around 17.7% of the world's population. Immigrant rights activists and religious leaders have welcomed a decision by JP Morgan Chase to no longer finance private operations of prisons and detention centres. It follows a campaign spearheaded by a New York congregation of women religious who called on investors not to support the Trump administration's use of privately run prisons to detain undocumented migrants. The Sisters of St. Joseph of Brentwood, New York, said they were pleased with the decision. Australian Cardinal George Pell has had his appeal process fast-tracked and might spend only 3 months behind bars before it's heard. The Victorian Supreme Court has set June 5th and 6th for the bid for an appeal to be heard and any subsequent appeal hearing over which three justices of the Australian state's highest court will preside. Pell is the highest-ranked Catholic clergyman to be found guilty of child sexual abuse. A New York appeals court has unanimously ruled that the remains of Venerable Fulton Sheen should be moved to Peoria, Illinois, a ruling that could pave the way for the Archbishop's beatification unless there's another appeal. A statement from the diocese welcomed the decision and called on the Archdiocese of New York to end their legal action after they had disputed the removal of the remains from St. Patrick's Cathedral. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.